Good afternoon. Ah, yes, the mic does work. Okay, so this is actually an okay time if you need to do that last little bit of stuff, like going to get some of that delicious dessert that our wonderful servers have brought for us today and are really taking care of us. If you're in line or you need to go get a second refill, get some more drink, now's a good time to do it, because I'm going to talk briefly about some of the things going on in Green Building in North Carolina, and then after that we're going to start bringing our mayors up here. So my name is Donna Stankus. I'm the chair of the North Carolina Triangle chapter of the Green Building Council. I also work at the North Carolina Solar Center as the buildings program manager. So I have lots of presentations about green buildings. So I thought I would just share a few of the things that are going on here in North Carolina with you today. And I'm new to this, so let's hope it goes forward. Am I doing it? Ah, yay, it works. Okay, so first I want to thank, we always have to thank people. And the first group I want to thank is our host today, which is the North Carolina Triangle chapter of the Green Building Council. We actually have our education chair right, not chair, but our liaison right here. And I think somewhere I saw the education chair somewhere else earlier today. Oh, there's Jim back there. And so if you two would just stand up as representatives of our U.S. Green Building Council, I appreciate that. And yes, thank them. The Solar Center, and anyone who works at the Solar Center, particularly if you worked on Green NC, I'd appreciate you standing up. And Tommy is right over here. He's going to be operating the computer, and he has been certainly the yeo man of this entire thing. So we want to thank him for that. We have some strategic partners, the American Institute of Architects. Actually, the Committee on the Environment is the and the Triangle chapter of the North Carolina chapter, so to speak, are all here today. And I want to thank all the American Institute of Architects people. The Professional Engineers of North Carolina are another one of our strategic partners, as is the City of Raleigh. So we want to thank all those guys. And finally, we want to thank all of our premium exhibitors. And if you don't know who those guys are, those are the ones that you see when you walked right into the exhibit hall. And they're listed with their logos in the brochure that you have handed out. So we want to thank all those guys for the work that they have and commitment they have shown to this exhibit over the years. So, well, I have to operate the thing again. All right. The U.S. Green Building Council, the Triangle Chapter, we have annual sponsors. I want to just briefly mention those: Custom Brick of North Carolina, Hensel Stone, Interface Floor, and Pierce Brinkley, Season Lee, and Skanska. And so thank you to those guys. Oops, went too far. The U.S. Green Building Council is really made up of a lot of groups. That's one of the reasons I like it. It brings architects, engineers, realtors, financial people, general contractors. I know I'm going to miss somebody. Landscape architects, all sorts of professions together to really change and transform our built environment to one that is focused on the environment and economic, and as well as social equity in all of those three areas. And so I just show you this to show you the spread of chapters across the United States and what's been happening. In North Carolina, we have three chapters. We have a Charlotte chapter, which is quite strong and busy, the North Carolina Triangle chapter. And just as of, I believe, yesterday, the Piedmont North Carolina Triangle chapter, and I believe that we have at least one person, and I know I saw him earlier. I don't know if he stayed in his booth. Is he here? Well, that we do have someone back at the Columbia Forest Products booth, that Richard Poindexter, who was actually here with the Piedmont Triad chapter. So we're really excited about that new chapter. And we have other areas in the state that are looking at it. Last year when I did this presentation, there were 847 LEED accredited professionals in North Carolina. And now we actually have over 1,000. You actually can't count them because the database stops at 1,000. So I know that we have, but it stops at the words, whoever's last name is Sotolongo, if he's here. He's the last one in the bottom of, but I know there's some Williams and gosh, Stankus is in there. So I'm guessing that we have probably 1,200 or so LEED accredited professionals in North Carolina. Then there are, this year, there are 299 registered projects in North Carolina, whereas last year we had 155. So you can see the growth, almost doubled. Actually, certified projects, we have more than doubled. We've gone from 18 to 39. So we're really moving forward here with LEED certified projects in North Carolina. And for finally, we have a LEED for Homes provider in North Carolina. Up until last year, there was not one. And so I and my team felt like we ought to have a LEED for Homes provider in North Carolina, and we submitted an RFQ to do that at the Solar Center. Here are some of the LEED certified projects in the Triangle area, and I'm not going to go through them. And this is just as of July, so there are actually more than this now. And this is also as of July, and these are ones in other parts of North Carolina. And just to show you a few pictures, we've got one out in Morrisville, if you any of you have ever been out to the EPA Computing Center. Out there in Statesville, very close to one of our speakers today, but county away, is Third Creek Elementary School. It was actually the first gold LEED certified school in the nation. The Duke University has certainly been a big proponent of LEED, and all of their buildings have been LEED, and they have quite a few of them on that list in the triangle. The Weaver Cook, which is a construction firm out in Greensboro, their headquarters. Then Imagine On out in Charlotte. The Durham County Library. So, in fact, you will see a lot in the Durham area. Just one of the reasons that we created this mayor's panel is because we started noticing that in North Carolina, about 39 mayors and their cities had signed on to the Mayor's Climate Protection Agreement, which, if you're not aware of this, is basically indicating that city will focus on the Kyoto protocols from it that are an international call to, you know, to reduce carbon emissions. And so these are the 39 cities, and we basically, that was our guest list for inviting mayors to this event, were people who were, or towns that were had made this commitment, and then we wanted to see what they were doing towards this commitment. There are 11 U.S. Green Building Council members in local government, and those are listed here as well. There have been a lot of, particularly in 2007, there were a lot of policy initiatives. So I'm going to go over those very quickly before we start bring our mayors up here. But this year, we also had a bill that passed in the legislature statewide that allowed for communities to create development incentives for reductions in energy use. And you can see the list of towns and counties that were able to do that up there. There were lots of towns and counties, I think, that wanted to get on after they realized this bill's being passed, but in the end didn't get to get on there. Coastal stormwater quality, there's been an uptick in those regulations this year. As well as in 2007, a green business fund was created, but that was actually modified in the 2008 session. And they've changed that to a loan program for profit-based businesses. So all you profit-based businesses out there, this is your loan program to try to green your business. So make sure you go find out about this thing, because they have it up on the website. They have a website about this piece of information. And there have been some budget items focused on impervious pavement also in last year's budget. And they're still working on the regulations and how they're going to implement this, but I think they're very close to understanding the implementation of having reducing the energy use of our state buildings as well as their water use. There was a renewable energy, what we call a renewable energy portfolio fund piece of legislation passed last year, and that also you're starting to see a lot of action from the utilities as they implement their requirements to provide some renewable energy and also to provide energy efficiency. So you're going to see a lot of that sort of thing. In fact, I think Progress Energy is here today with a car. There are also local permit fee reductions that were allowed, solar access for homeowners associations. The town of Chapel Hill and Asheville have both passed some legislation, some permit rebates. Those sorts of things are starting to happen. We're seeing that happen more and more. Catawba County contacted me just this week about that. And in Raleigh, since I am from Raleigh, okay, I'm going to just tell us just a teeny bit. Raleigh actually has 22 registered projects, one of which is the only one I'm going to mention, is the Raleigh Convention Center. And tomorrow and the next day, we're having Raleigh Wide Open. And I'm sure you'll hear more about that from Russ Stevenson, our Raleigh representative. So with that, I'm going to get into the mayor's panel and just briefly introduce the four mayors. What's going to happen is they're going to come up here and speak. Mayor Susan Klutz will be speaking first, and then we'll have Mayor Vivian Jones, and then we'll have Councilman Russ Stevens, and then Mayor Terry Bellamy. And after they speak, we'll then have a panel for questions from the audience. And in case you're wondering what your city could do or what your town could do or how they're actually implementing something. And I know all of them will be like, oh, great, specific questions. It's tough to answer specific questions, but we're going to try to do some of that as best as we can. So first I wanted to introduce Mayor Susan Klutz. This is her sixth term. She's been with the town of Salisbury since 1997. She graduated from UNC Greensboro, and she sits on the Board of Visitors there. She's a trustee for the Rowan Cabarrus Community College, and she sits on two other boards as well, which is amazing. And she also, I just found this really fascinating, she has an endowed scholarship in her name at the Catawba College for students majoring in environmental science. So that's a pretty major sort of thing going on there. So without further ado, I'd like to invite Susan up here to talk with us.